So, wand in hand, the strong god, glittering, paced into the air. Quick as a thought he came to Hela's waters and to Troy, appearing as a boy whose lip was downy in the first bloom of manhood, a young prince all graciousness. After the travellers drove past the mound of Ilus, at the ford they let the mules and horses pause to drink the running stream. Now darkness had come on, when, looking round, the crier saw Hermes near at hand. He said to Priam, "You must think hard and fast, your grace. There is new danger. We need care and prudence. I see a man-at-arms there, ready, I think, to prey on us. Come, shall we whip the team and make a run for it, or take his knees and beg for mercy?" Now the old man's mind gave way to confusion and to terror. On his gnarled arms and legs the hair stood up, and he stared, breathless. But the affable god came over and took his hand and asked, "Old father, where do you journey, with your cart and car, while others rest below the evening star? Do you not fear the Achaeans where they lie encamped, hard, hostile outlanders nearby? Should someone see you bearing stores like these by night, how would you deal with enemies? You are not young, your escort's ancient too. Could you beat off an attacker, either of you? I'll do no hurt to you, but defend you here. You remind me of my father, whom I hold dear." Old Priam answered him, "Indeed, dear boy, the case is as you say. And yet some god stretched out his hand above me, he who sent before me here, and just at the right time a traveller like yourself, well-made, well-spoken, clear-headed too. You come of some good family." The wayfinder rejoined, "You speak with courtesy, dear sir, but on this point enlighten me. Are you removing treasure here amassed for safety abroad until the war is past? Or can you be abandoning Ilion in fear after he perished, that great one who never shirked a battle, your own princely son?" Old Priam replied, "My brave young friend, who are you? Born of whom? How nobly you acknowledge the dreadful end of my unfortunate son." To this the wayfinder replied, "Dear sir, you question me about him? Never surmise I have not seen him with my very eyes, and often on the field. I saw him chase Argives with carnage to their own shipways, while we stood wondering, forbidden war by the great anger that Achilles bore Lord Agamemnon. I am of that company Achilles led. His own ship carried me as one of the Myrmidons. My father is old as you are, and his name's Polyctor. Gold and other wealth he owns, and I am seventh and last of all his sons.